Well, they're good people.
Oh, I know that. I love those people. They're good Americans.
And they love you.
I like the country. They're good in all that, good there.
Well, this friend and I got one thing that needs to be talked about.
Yes, sir.
That is an out of confirmation of Board of Governors. You nominated them in September of last year, and they did not hold any hearings even last year. Then you made a recess in January, and they haven't held any hearings on them yet. Basically, reason is that Howard Long and Gary McGee, to an extent, they kind of play off on each other, but it's basically Howard. Feels that he ought to name a member to the board. Now, this is the way that, you know, if Hiram is entitled to one, if I had Gail McGee, the chairman of the committee, and I invited up Man Shield and Hugh Scott, and it's just the same kind of process. The purpose of the form was to remove the input of partisan efforts, both in the Congress and in the executive department. And if, of course, if Howard is going to name political people to the board, why don't you name political people to the board? You name all nonpartisan people. Well, this is a kind of a confrontation situation, and I've had a number of conversations with Bryce Harlow, because Bryce was involved in the he knows how to make sense. He and Howard are very close.
Well, let me really come down to this. I don't know, or what's the answer?
Well,
what's the answer?
It's
the idea of how we go on.
If
we don't begin to develop
so if you would authorize Bryce to see if he could make a deal with Bryce from Howard.
Yeah.
You know, either take care of his sentence some other way, and just say to him, look, you need to put the five names on chief executives of the Congress Fortune 500, and we'll appoint one of those to that board. Bryce can make that kind of an arrangement, and this wouldn't be such a blatant thing about the
hiring. Scott, do you want to call Bryce, or what do I want to do?
Well,
give Bryce a call. Bryce knows I had him working on another thing before I started now. Just now, I've been so close to Master General, I met. I want him to go up and cut a deal with, tell him we got to get it through.
Right, I'm familiar with this.
He said, cut a deal with Baum. Now, Baum's his clever Chinese. That's what he lives.
Fair enough. There's one other thing I have to say in that regard.
Yeah.
It is so important to maintain the virginity of that board.
I know that. I don't want to cut a deal with him, but we have no other.
I agree. But my point is that, you know, some of our own team would like to do it. And as the problems come up again, you know, it's perfectly proper to make partisan forms to that board. And I would hope and ask, if you will, to see that that's not done with our people. That we just, this is essential.
That's why we did this.
That's right.
Don't worry, I have no intention of ever appointing partisan people. You've got your clouds in there. Not your life. I can see that we have a practical problem here on Aaron's time.
Just a brief word, the post office is going very well.
Yes,
we ended last year with 12,000 fewer people than we had a year before.
I saw that.
We had a 2 billion piece increase in the mail. And that, you know, as the lawyers say that, last time that happened was memory of man running out to the contrary.
Yeah.
So at any rate, it's going very well, and it's a lot of good people. I met with Bob Hansberger today.
Yes, I'm a great guy.
Trying to get him to take my place.
Won't do it.
Oh, yeah. He's very interesting.
Well, he's a first-class citizen. First-class man. He'd be great. Absolutely great. You can talk to him. I think he'd be great. I don't want to ask him because of but you know, it's an official job.
But it's an
official job. I support it
100%.
Well, I
know
him for a long time. Britain's here. His office is a great job.
Incidentally, you know,
he could run that place.
Yes, he could. Do a great job. And that's what we need, is a man like that coming in. taken over here. Well, I'm going to work very hard on it, and I'm going to stay around working with the board and try to do this. But
yeah.
I've got it in my mind that I'm probably going to run to the Senate. I'm not going to make any announcement.
How are you going to, I appreciate that. I understand your friend. I saw Spartan last night, incidentally. You know, I always liked Spartan. He's a nice man. But Red, John Swenson, he should not run. And the reason he should not run is that, he's only, and I say only for the Senate, this is what he's
73.
Well, he's 73
in December.
Well, he looks like 93, that's right. The man, John, now he doesn't talk that way, he doesn't put that in brain. But John Spartan, they never put him on television. He looks like death warmed over. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, there's some physical deterioration in the last month. I don't know, I've got 3 more months. Now, what do you want some trouble with John?
Well, he's got nice talent.
I think, from the standpoint of the candidate against him, he'd be better off against John than somebody else. He's smart, in fact, he's a nice guy, he supports us on Vietnam and a few other things. But on the other hand, I looked at him as a man, and as a candidate for vice president, two young figures falling, I thought, my God, what has happened to this man?
He's got narcolepsy.
What's narcolepsy?
Well, how do you think the people in Alabama are going to respond to that in some of the rural
areas?
Well, what narcolepsy means is a man goes to sleep all the time. And
when he goes to
sleep, and he sits up in his committee hearings and he sounds asleep. Fellow, a friend of mine was driving along to work back home the other day, and he slept through two traffic lights. The fellow had to go up and knock on the window. And these are absolute facts.
He was driving the car?
Out of the car, went to sleep in the traffic light.
So that's really a problem. And, it's too bad, but it's a fact, and it makes him, he looks awfully old.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, too bad, too bad.
Well,
did anybody have a primary? Is he going to have a
primary?
Who's going to run against him?
Well, there are 2-3 people already have announced to run.
Yeah, I see.
I think
he'd be better, huh?
He's pretty strong.
He'd be tough, but on the other hand, Red, he's too old.
That's
all this to me. Just burn. They can't put him on TV. You can't put John Spartan on TV.
And then, can you imagine him out with the people? Meeting them face to face.
Well, they had one of those
things.
There's not that many of them up there. It's too old. That old fart owner, you know. Probably he's 80, he's going to run again. He should get out because he's got, frankly, a lot of steel in his head.
No.
But he doesn't look old.
Yeah.
Really like the poor John does. Yes, I've never seen a man change so many years.
Well, Mr. President,
how's it look for you?
Hey, bud,
how's it look for you down there? Your
boy looks uphill,
certainly.
Looks uphill.
Of course it is. Of course
the thing of all his life has been uphill.
Listen, of course it is, but you've got to be kind to Wallace, of course, down there. You know, cross him, no reason for you to fight him.
My brother said the one uphill you wouldn't run.
Sure.
I think that's about right.
Oh, George has said, what's he going to do? He's going to support John?
He never has. He doesn't like John. His brother, man.
That's a funny business. But Alabama deserves better, basically, than George Wallace. Now, let's face it. The proud state, Jesus Christ, you got number 3 and number 4 football teams in the country, and God Almighty, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's a property. Don't you agree?
No, I didn't mean this
state. Now, Alan apparently is. He's a good-looking guy,
okay.
But he's not smart, he's young, he's thick-headed.
Huh?
He's thick-headed. And Jim Allen's his name. But I don't think very smart. Alabama has a tradition as a very great senator.
That's in fact, smart man,
Mr. Bryan, was pretty good.
Now, Mr. Hill was a great senator.
Oh, sure, old Lister, I remember. I'm very influential. Very influential. Well, I'd just go down there and fire you and just go like hell. Get out in that country, convince them you're not a city boy. I don't know. That can be done too. It's almost got to figure, I think actually, if you look at Birmingham, it's a sophisticated place. Mobile is, I just,
Birmingham, it would be.
Montgomery, I haven't been to, but I know it would be. I mean, that's very.
Well, I hope you will come there.
Old South, right.
Yeah, the Hart, what is it, Harvey?
Harvey-Dixie.
Or is it Harvey-Dixie?
Yeah. Must be a lovely city, Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, that's a cradle of the Confederacy.
Cradle of the Confederacy.
It's quite a White House of the Confederacy, was that, Jefferson Davis was sworn in. Well, I've certainly enjoyed being here, and I appreciate very much the opportunity that you've given me.
Oh, and we've given you a challenge, a great battle. You had to fight some tough ones, right?
Well, they had
very tough ones. You're tenacious and strong.
It's been great to be on the team.
We hope you win.
Make this matter. Like you say, I didn't make it. I had a little bit, so that I want to be sure you get it. And the slums are mailed these days.
I'm just saying that. That's a damn letter.
The mail is great to you.
When is it? When do we want to work this out?
My resignation.
Well, the resignation has to be made.
It was announced today.
Well, how about the reciprocal letters? Are they
No, sir, it's not. We were just waiting.
Have to wait for this. Well, then get a reciprocal draft in for me that I can see.
We will.
So that I can send it to him.
Yeah.
Because the two of you put it together.
That's right.
And I'll let him know at the bottom.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we were going to have a little announcement out here. We're going to see the press out here.
Oh, yeah, you see that.
Well, I thought that, but they just said it and call off for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, aren't you? So you got to see the person that you were?
Well?
On the resignation, yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do.
The announcement for the Senate is on the other delay.
That's what I'm doing.
And I understand that's clear to Sparkman and everybody, right?
Sure, well, that's up to Red.
I mean,
this is the day that.
Well, we thought that'd be a good kind of a thing to do.
All right. I can't say what are your political plans, so you have to determine that and decide.
Okay, well, I'll set that up.
We'll work it out. Sure, see the press. That's changed this morning. They just wanted to be sure that old John didn't have something to screw us in the bill.
Well, thanks a lot.
What happened in Alabama football.
I'll do that.
And my best to your wife, too.
Thank you.